Hello and welcome to East Tennessee Mysteries. In this video, I will discuss with you another area that has a chilling tales that would make anyone who visits it feel uncomfortable. Now you ask, is there such a place like that in East Tennessee? There is, and I will tell you all about it. On a winding narrow road where the trees have grown over and with a little creek running through it that occasionally floods with heavy rains and a single large railroad trestle that runs over top of it. There's a place called Sensabaugh Tunnel. The tunnel was built in the 1920s to support the railroad track that currently runs over it. The property surrounding the tunnel was sold to the construction company that built the tunnel. But the property is still owned by multiple people in the Sensabaugh family, along with the farm on the opposite side of the tunnel. The tunnel is roughly 25 to 30 feet in height, and roughly 15 to 20 feet from wall to wall inside. Just enough room for a single vehicle to travel. It is roughly 165 feet long, and the tunnel had a fresh surface asphalt on it at one point. Nowadays, from the creek and the traffic, the asphalt has deteriorated tremendously, making it difficult for a lower vehicle to travel, especially when it floods. Now, as far as the hauntings go, during the mid to late 1950s and early 60s, stories began to be told about the Sensabaugh Tunnel. There is a small parking spot just before entering the tunnel for the local young adults to party and get into all kinds of mischief. One of the stories says that Mr. Sensabaugh let in a hobo from the night air. Once the hobo got acquainted better with the family, the hobo started to steal valuable items throughout the house. When Mr. Sensabaugh started to notice things missing, he had questioned the hobo, and it escalated from there. The hobo took Mr. Sensabaugh's baby for ransom. Mr. Sensabaugh, like any parent would do, chased him out of the house going towards the tunnel, where the hobo drowned the baby and took off. From that tale, strange and eerie noises of crying and screaming can be heard from and around the tunnel. Another story is that Mr. Sensabaugh, who lived in the White House on the other side of the tunnel, went crazy one night, murdered his entire family, then killed himself in the tunnel. Another tale is that a young woman was driving home one night during a thunderstorm. The car started to have some sort of an issue and finally breaking down in the middle of the tunnel. When she realized there was no hope in being able to drive the car, she got out and started to walk to the Sensabaugh home to ask if she can use the phone. From that point, she never made it out of the tunnel. It was assumed that she either was murdered in the tunnel or somehow just vanished in the thin air somewhere around or in the tunnel itself. That leads to the story, if you drive your vehicle in the middle of the tunnel, cut off your engine, the vehicle won't start back. And if that's not the creepy part, if you look in your mirrors behind you, some sort of a shadow figure is coming after you. Now, we're going to veer away from the Sensabaugh family for a bit in another tale. When the tunnel was being constructed, there was a dynamite accident killing 7 workers, leaving a bloody mess at the construction site. And per Catholic custom, the workers were buried in a pauper's unmarked grave in a nearby cemetery. Over the years, many locals still steer clear of the tunnel and its surrounding area, mainly because of the stories that surround it. Now you ask me, do I think the tunnel is haunted? Well, it is, but not by any of the stories that's been told about it. Meaning, the stories hold a certain power over the mind, telling us not to go near the tunnel. Whether the stories are true or not, It is human nature to be afraid of things, especially when it comes to an area that has a dark history behind it. Maybe we are the ones who is haunted, and whatever supposedly haunting it is trying to reach out to us, like they are the investigator trying to figure out our story. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions myself. To answer my first question, we must examine the origin of the stories that has been and is still being told about Sensibel Tunnel over the years. Do you think it is really haunted? And if so, why? Now, depending on the first question, it goes into the next one. Does spreading these stories about the tunnel add to the mystery of it? And could it hold a certain power over anyone who visits the tunnel from letting them know the truth? And with all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into the construction of the tunnel, could that have left behind a certain kind of eerie, strange background that refuses to be forgotten? Thank you for joining me on this adventure in time, and we will see you later.